Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York's hospitalization rate. ICU admissions down, we are flattening the curve. By Hannah Blow on April 9, 2020. The hospitalization rate and number of ICU admissions due to the coronavirus are coming down in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., announced on Thursday, delivering the dose of positive news and adding that the state is flattening the curve. Cuomo said on Thursday that the hospitalization rate in New York is finally falling, a sign of good news as the state battles the virus. The hospitalization rate does suggest that it's coming down, and we are flattening the curve, Cuomo said. We had 200 net increase in hospitalizations, which you can see is the lowest number we've had since this nightmare started, actually. A change in ICU admissions is the lowest number we've had since March 19th or so. So all of this data suggests we are flattening the curve so far, he continued. Cuomo also pointed out that the number of intubations is down. So far, our efforts are working. They're working better than anyone projected they would work. That's because people are complying with him, he explained. The governor said that about 18,000 in the state are hospitalized for the virus, noting that they have increased the capacity of the system dramatically. The state currently stands with a 90,000-bed capacity overall in the system today. But Cuomo stressed that the number is still too small for the most problematic scenario and warned that the positive news does not mean it is time to relax. If we stop acting the way we're acting, you will see those numbers go up, he warned. We can't handle the worst-case scenarios, Cuomo said, emphasizing the importance of keeping the curve flattened and crediting New Yorkers for acting responsibly and diligently. We are saving lives by what people are doing today, he added. The glimmer of hope comes as New York reported its highest single day of coronavirus deaths, reaching 799 on Wednesday.